Surat Al-Haqqah. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. The Haqqah. What is the Haqqah? And what will make you understand what the Haqqah is? The Thamud and the Ad people denied the striking calamity. For the Thamud, they were destroyed by the thunderbolt. As for the Ad, they were destroyed by a furious windstorm, which we let loose on them for 7 nights and 8 successive days. Had you been there, you would have seen them lying prostrate as though they were hollow trunks of the palm trees. Now, do you see any of them alive? Pharaoh and those before him and the inhabitants of the overthrown cities also committed similar sins and disobeyed the Rasuls of their Rabb, so he gripped them with a tight grip. Just consider the great flood of Noah. When the water rose high, we carried you in the floating ark, that we may make that event a warning for you, so that all attentive ears may retain its memory. As for the doomsday, it shall come when the trumpet will be blown with a single blast, and the earth with all its mountains will be lifted up and crushed into pieces with a single stroke. On that day, the great event will come to pass. Heaven shall split asunder, and the day shall seem flimsy. The angels will stand all around, and 8 of them will be carrying the throne of your Rabb above them. That shall be the day when you will be brought before your Rabb, and none of your secrets shall remain hidden. Then he who will be given his book of deeds in his right hand will say, "Here it is, read my book of deeds. I knew that I would certainly face my reckoning." So he will have a life of pleasure in a lofty garden with clusters of fruit within his reach. We shall say to him, "Eat and drink to your heart's content. This is a reward for what you did in the days gone by." While he who will be given his book of deeds in his left hand will say, "Woe to me! Would that I had not been given my book of deeds, nor known what my account was. Would that my death had ended all. My wealth had availed me nothing, and my authority has gone away from me." We shall say, "Seize him and put a chain around his neck, then cast him in the blazing fire, then fasten him with a chain 70 cubits long, for he did not believe in Allah the Most High, nor did he care to feed the poor. Today he neither has a true friend here, nor any food except the pus from the washing of wounds, which none but the wrongdoers eat. Nay, I swear by all that you can see, and all that you cannot see, that this is the word of a noble Rasul. It is not the word of a poet, little is it that you believe, nor is it the word of a soothsayer, little admonition is that you take. This is a revelation from the Rabb of the world. Had he invented false statements concerning us, we would certainly have seized him by his right hand, then cut off his main artery, and none of you could prevent it. Surely this Quran is a reminder to the God-fearing. We know that there are some among you who deny it, and for such disbelievers it is indeed a cause of despair. Yet surely it is the absolute truth. So glorify the name of your Rabb, the Most High.